Coming up today on Retire Smart Maryland, we'll cover 9 lessons from the Lynx that you can apply to your retirement planning journey.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host, Prashant Savapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. He's an independent fiduciary. And again, this is all about having your retirement plan ready to go as you get to retirement, but it's going to cover you all the way through retirement. Now, Elite Income Advisors, they've got offices in Ellicott City. That's where they're headquartered, but also in Annapolis and in Rockville. And they have a wonderful resource website. Check out EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. So the Masters, it's upon us. I mean, it's hard to believe. First major of the year. Spring is here. Golf is in the air. Both Prashant and myself, we love to play golf. And we're going to talk a little bit about retirement planning, and we're going to have the parallels with the game that we love so much. So the Masters, right around the corner, green jacket available. They've got an overall purse of about $18 million. It's probably gone up from that, but that is a large amount of cash. When you think about it, and from a retirement standpoint, wouldn't it be nice to have that in your nest egg? So today, we're going to apply a few lessons from the game of golf to financial planning and retirement planning to help you on your road to what is going to be your golden years. So we've got some lessons for you. First lesson, don't get too focused on sinking a hole in one, and we've got some interesting clips from the world of Hollywood.
That was so much easier than putting. I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Okay, so obviously, Happy Gilmore, he gets a hole-in-one. So rare. I've never had one. Prashant, have you had a hole-in-one?
Never had a hole-in-one. I did make an albatross, though, last year, but never had a hole-in-one, unfortunately.
Well, so we can certainly use the albatross as an example. That is just almost like a get-rich-quick type of strategy when it comes to retirement planning. That kind of shot in golf is so rare, and finding that quote-unquote diamond in the rough, say an investment or something like that for your retirement, you really need to plan not to have the hole-in-one, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you get lucky and you hit one big one time out of a thousand or every couple thousand, that's great. You'll benefit from that. But with that being said, it's a dream, right? A hole-in-one is just a dream for the course. But when you're actually trying to put together a really good round of golf, and our golfer clients know this, you want to stay away from danger, right? I always say when it comes to investments, losses hurt you more than gains help you. And so try to stay away from those get-rich-quick schemes, those, you know, those hot investment tips that you heard at the water cooler at work. Some of those things could be detrimental to you, both in the short term and the long term. And so I love the Happy Gilmore example, one of my favorite movies out there. But we know, what did Happy learn, Morgan? Happy Gilmore learned, with the help of his coach, that his short game needed perfecting as well. So you have to be well-rounded. You have to consider all parts of the plan. You shouldn't try to do too much all at once.
So important to kind of be able to lean in, have a partner, have that caddy that's going to help you through this process. And again, going it alone can be very, very tough if you've never played the course, so to speak. It's nice to have somebody that has, and they can advise you on your different shots. So let's go to our lesson number two, Prashant. Choosing the right club. Again, we're doing parallels in golf and retirement planning. Choosing the right club at the right time makes a huge difference. See if you can identify this clip.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Yeah, I've said that to myself many times on the golf course.
Does it work?
Every now and then it does. Every now and then it does. Caddyshack, yeah. Chevy Chase. You know, talking with Danny, his caddy, and just saying, you know, you gotta be the ball. So the importance of choosing the right club at the right time, whatever distance you're at, it's absolutely huge in golf. Now let's do the parallel. What does that mean for retirement planning?
The way I look at it is, it's almost like the closer you get to the green in golf, the more precise your strategy must be, the more that the impact of mistakes will affect your score on that hole, right? And so the closer you get to retirement, the more strategic, the more precise your investment plan should be, your financial plan should be, By the way, your tax plan should be coordinated in there as well. And so I always kind of equate it to having your own financial caddy there to guide you. I mean, a couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to go out to California, and I got to play Pebble Beach. And when you walk Pebble Beach with the caddies, they're always giving you advice on what club to hit. And you're 160 yards away, and you say, okay, I'm hitting my 7-iron. The caddy stops you, and they say, no, no, you're hitting 5-iron, or you're hitting hybrid. I'm like, out of 160 yards, really? And they're like, trust me. And then you hit a perfect shot, and it's right on the green. That's what having a good advisor can do for you. It's not necessarily someone that's there just to manage your money. There's a huge difference between an investment advisor, which a lot of our, you know, radio audience already has, difference between the investment advisor and a true retirement advisor, someone that can bring it all together, looking at income, looking at investments, looking at estate planning, and most importantly, Morgan, in my opinion, looking at taxes. So use all the different clubs in your bag as tools to create the perfect round of golf, and do that by working with a professional who's been around the block, who knows how to deal with specific situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like golf. You get on the tee, you're not going to hit your wedge. You're going to hit your driver. You're going to be in the middle of the fairway. You're going to measure the yardage. You're going to pick your club, and hopefully you're in the center of the green or closer to the hole, and you hit a putt or maybe two putt. And sometimes par is fantastic in the game of golf, but every now and then you get that rare birdie. So we're just having some fun talking golf, but also the parallels with retirement planning. Here's lesson number three. And this cut, I know you know this one because this is my all-time favorite Seinfeld moment.
We're on the 15th hole. He's beating me by a couple of strokes. Then he's about to hit his second shot when he picks up the ball and cleans it.
So what?
The rules clearly state that you cannot clean the ball unless it's on the green. The rules are very clear about that.
Certainly are.
Yeah, so I penalized him a stroke.
So what happened?
He lost it. We almost came to blows. We're like face to face, like a manager and an umpire. You know, we're like, hey, what are you talking about?
You're in my face. I still don't see what the big deal is.
Hey, a rule is a rule. And let's face it, without rules, there's chaos.
Yeah, there's chaos. Again, Kramer with one of his golf experiences. And it's live clean in place when there is no live clean in place. So that is a rules violation. But the lesson we learn when it comes to retirement planning, you really need to study. You need to know the rules. You need to know the fundamentals.
Absolutely. And I know we got to get to a break here. So my final thought on this is there's a lot of rules when it comes to financial planning, whether it's required minimum distributions, failing to pay and plan for taxes. There's huge consequences involved with not knowing the rules. So make sure you're partnered with somebody who actually knows the rules and, more importantly, knows how to take advantage of the rules in a legal way to maximize your plan. And then the second part of this was fundamentals. Tiger Woods, we all think of Tiger Woods as the guy who would go at every single pin, hit it really close to the hole, and make the birdie putt. Tiger will say, and he has said, he aimed for the middle of the green most of the time. You don't have to do anything super fancy to get to a really good outcome. And so, folks, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-653-8404. Just call that number. Schedule a complimentary appointment with my team. And after the break, we're going to talk more about what you're going to get when you come in for that appointment. But dial that phone number, 800-653-8404. It's a totally free appointment to review and maximize and optimize your financial and retirement planning.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we have more lessons, parallels between the game of golf and your retirement. It's coming up next. We are back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host, Prashant Sabapathy, again, independent fiduciary, and you can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. Check him out online. Great resource website, eliteincomeadvisors.com. Links to the TV show, radio shows in podcast form. Great information. There are all kinds of events going on. You can find out more information there. You can also get signed up. Three convenient office locations for you, headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis and in Rockville. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We're having some fun with lessons, golf lessons, lessons in life, and how it relates to retirement planning. Prashant, you want to tell us more about the in-office visit if you grab one of these appointments.
Yeah, people always ask me, what do I expect if I schedule one of those free appointments? So here's what you're going to get, folks. Number one, you are not agreeing to become a client. In fact, I'm not even agreeing to take anybody as a client, okay? Because I'm a big believer that whoever you end up partnering with, whether it's our firm or anybody else, they need to be a really good fit for what you want to accomplish. So A, you got to like each other. B, you have to align philosophically on certain things. And C, your partner needs to actually accomplish for you what you expect them to. And so when you come in to visit with us, all you are doing is starting the process of putting a plan together. Whether we work together or not, we're still going to take you through our complementary planning process. That's going to include evaluating your Social Security benefits, number one, putting together a lifetime income plan, which maps out your income each and every month and year for the rest of your life. Number three, we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to run a tax planning analysis for you. Number four, we're going to do an investment analysis that shows you how much risk you're taking and whether or not it's the appropriate amount of risk given your unique financial situation. When we put all these things together, that's what we call our Retire Smart Roadmap. And when you have that Retire Smart Roadmap, it's going to allow you to make decisions in a more freeing, comforting type of way. Whether you make those decisions with my team or not, that's totally up to you. If you're a good fit for us and we're a good fit for you, maybe we'll have an opportunity to work together. But when you book that appointment, you get to start the process of putting together your own Retire Smart Roadmap, which will empower you to hopefully live your most fulfilling version of retirement. That's 800-653-8404.
All right, here on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we are dipping into the old golf bag. We're having some fun with the parallels between the game of golf and retirement planning. And again, we've got the Masters. It's going on right now. Don't get too focused on sinking that hole-in-one, getting that one big hit. When it comes to your retirement planning, you need to be steady. Par is a good score in golf, and par is a fantastic score in retirement. And then we also talked about choosing the right club at the right time in golf. It's absolutely crucial, but certainly choosing the right things for your portfolio and how it's all going to work together is vital. And then make sure you're studying what's going on in the retirement world as you're heading into retirement. Know the rules, know the fundamentals, work with a fiduciary that can help you with all the rules and fundamentals and make sure that plan is solid. So here is our next lesson. Learn, study, manage the course. And I've got another, this is another fantastic flick.
The greatest game that will ever be is you and the ball, all by your lonesome. Think it's time.
Time for what?
Time for you to see the field.
The field? I see the field, but it's 445 yards long. It's got a little red flag at the end of it. It's 12 strokes ahead of me.
Come on. That ain't it. Because if you seen the field, you wouldn't be hacking at that ball like you was chopping weeds out from under your front porch. Just give me the club. Sorry I brought it up. Hey, you go and take that hack away.
Legend of Bagger Vance. Of course, Will Smith, Matt Damon, and Will Smith playing the caddy role. The importance of guidance and also listening to a professional. Again, I'll let you comment. I've got a great story for you, Prashant. But just that you know, you hear Bagger talking to Judah, and basically advising him to be conservative, and he did not want to be conservative.
You know, I think the old kind of methodology when you get in trouble on the golf course, everyone tells you to do what? Don't hit the hero shot, just take your medicine and pitch it back out into the fairway, right?
Yes.
But it's incredible how many times you see people, and believe me, I'm guilty of this on the golf course as well. You hit it in the woods, and then you try to hit that 60-yard slice to try to put it on the green instead of just taking your medicine. And so it's really common to see that on the golf course. But, Morgan, I can't tell you how common it is that people do that kind of stuff with their financial plan.
Sure.
And they do it with the best of intentions, right? I'm not doing this to shame or blame anybody, but if you don't have the practical knowledge or the skill set to do things exactly the way that you need to do it to be successful, you have to study the course ahead. The problem is studying takes time. And most of our clients and most of our radio listeners, they already have full-time jobs where they don't have the time to commit to educating themselves the way that they need to be empowered to make really good decisions. And so when you have that Retire Smart roadmap in place, like I said, whether you do it with us or you do it with anybody else, at the very least, you will leave our office with the education you need to make the best decisions possible. That's what we've built our practice on over the last 6 or 7 years here. And so I think that's really, really good. Cool. You said you had a story?
Oh, yeah. This is fantastic. So I was fortunate enough to go down with a, I guess, a business friend who wanted to take us to Pinehurst number 2.
Ooh.
Caddies.
Nice.
And this was before the redo, so this was a number of years ago. But I got Hall of Famer Ratman on the bag. They're wearing their whites. We're walking down the fairway. Hit a nice tee shot on one. And one's just a nice opening par 4, kind of ease you into the golf course. And at that time, there wasn't all the waste area that we currently see and we're going to see this year at the U.S. Open. So it's pretty much just tee it up and let it fly. So I did that. I'm in the middle of the fairway, felt good about it, hit my approach shot middle of the green, and my caddy has only advised me on what iron I should hit for my approach and gave me kind of the variances of just playing in Pinehurst as opposed to playing, you know, anywhere else. And I appreciated that. But we got on the green, and I'm sizing up my putt, and I'm not looking at him at all. And he noticed that. He walked behind the hole and he went up on this little rise and he put the flag stick just above the ground and he said, "Here's your line." And I looked at him. I didn't say anything. I just looked at him. And he looked at me and he goes, "Okay, putt it wherever the blank you want. It's going to be 12 feet below the hole." So I took my own advice. I picked my line and my ball ended up 12 feet below the hole. I hit the comebacker because it was straight up the fall line. And he goes, "Well, at least we know you can hit a straight putt. Now take the ball back over to where you were and putt it where I told you to." Guess where it ended up?
Probably in the hole.
It was 2 inches from falling in the hole. So the point is, you know, if you have a professional that works at Pinehurst number 2 and caddies 2 or 3 rounds a day, 5 days a week, and he knows the golf course and he's seen this putt 1,000 times, why wouldn't you listen to him?
Kind of. I was just going to say, I love that you're saying that because it kind of sounds like what you're saying is if you have access to a specialist,
yeah,
why not work with a specialist, right? And people will hear me talk about my medical background all the time, family of medical doctors and everything else. But like, if I have a heart problem, why would I not want to see the best cardiologist in the area, right? And that's the way we look at everything. That's what I was always taught. Get a second opinion and get that second opinion from the best specialist that you have access to. And by the way, if you're a cheapskate like me, we're giving this stuff away for free, folks. I mean, like, you come in, we go through a plan for free, and you don't have any obligation to do anything.
Pretty sweet. It's like a test drive. It's like you know, going to whatever your favorite golf place is and you're testing out clubs and you're hitting off the mat and you're finding the one you really, really like. And you can test Elite Income Advisors the exact same way. The number to call is 800-653-8404 to get that Retire Smart roadmap put together. Again, you leave the checkbook at home. That's 800-653-8404. I got one more clip for you, and it has to do with lesson number 5. Don't get the yips, and we are leaving the game of golf, but you'll recognize this clip.
First thing we need to do is to find the issue, yeah.
I think we already know what it is, don't we, Coach?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Hey, you're not supposed to say that out loud, which is why I wrote it down. The yips.
Shh.
What are the yips? See, I get kidding at you two. We don't say the wild word out loud, you understand? It's like saying Macbeth in a theater or Baltimore that Armwards or soccer in England. Bingo.
It's when, just out of nowhere, an athlete suddenly can't do the basic fundamentals of their sport.
Yeah, you know, like Chuck Knobloch's throw to first or Charles Barkley's golf swing.
And in defense of Charles Barkley, great show, Ted Lasso, but his golf swing's gotten a lot better. He's figured out whatever that mental block was. But the yips, how does that relate to retirement planning?
There's going to be a point in time. We've all been there. I'm sure our audience has all been there, but there's going to be a point in time when you get overwhelmed, you get stressed, you get confused when it comes to financial planning, right? Whether it's the stock market, causing you a problem, whether it's inflation being at 7%. I mean, Federal Reserve has been talking about rate cuts forever now. I'll believe it when I see it. National debt. How about national debt, Morgan? We're talking about $35 trillion in national debt. All of these things at some point are going to cause our audience some sort of stress, right? And how you react in those moments oftentimes determine the fate of your financial plan. If you get the yips and you make an extremely emotional decision, that could be a decision that costs you several thousand, several tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars unnecessarily by just not sticking to your process. And so, you know, I think the takeaway here is make sure that your plan is set up in a way that it is set up against the what ifs. Even those things that we don't know, you should have contingencies built in. You should have enough flexibility to make changes to your financial plan along the way. And so that's the way I look at it. It really takes patience. It takes discipline. It takes dedication. It takes being willing to actually invest in a new relationship with somebody else to help you through that. And so what we'll do is we'll open up our phone lines. It's 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. My wonderful team of operators, they're standing by right now. All you have to do, pick up the phone, have your calendar in front of you, folks, because these appointment slots, they go fast. My team is extremely busy. We're typically booking a week or two out, and there's a limited number of time slots on the calendar. But when you come in to visit with us, come into one of our offices, schedule a Zoom call, whatever's convenient for you. We're going to take you through that Retire Smart road mapping process. Talk about your income, first and foremost. Talk about your taxes. Talk about how to manage your risk so that the next market downturn does not affect your retirement like it did probably in 2008 or maybe even 2022. A lot of moving parts to this thing. It starts with that phone call, 800-653-8404. Operator standing by, call now.
On Retire Smart Maryland Radio this week, having some fun with the game of golf, the parallels with retirement, playing again, just talking about, you know, learning, studying, managing the course. You know, you don't want to get the yips. How this all relates to retirement planning, and again, working with professionals, make sure you're mapping it out. We are going to continue with our lessons as they parallel the game of golf. That's all coming up next on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, your host, Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. He's an independent fiduciary. They have offices located in Ellicott City, where they're headquartered, also Annapolis and in Rockville. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and Prashant is busy, just offices teeming with activity, but he's also published a couple of books already, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. We'll tell you more about that as we move through the program. But it's all about getting ready for your retirement. We're having fun today talking about the parallels between the game of golf, the game that the two of us really, really love, and how that relates to retirement planning. And I tell you, when you think about club selection, the course you're going to play, the strategy you're going to use, you don't just get up and swing away. You got to know the direction you're going. You got to know the distance. You got to know the conditions. And that's all that going into planning that round of golf. Same thing can be said bigger picture when you start talking about retirement planning. So we've been having some fun talking about these lessons. So what we can learn from lesson number six, Prashant: discipline, dedication, patience.
Yeah, and this one's really important because there's this old saying out there that time in the market is far more important than trying to time the market, right? And so what that tells me, and my colleague Mike, my partner Mike, says it all the time. He always says financial planning is a journey. It's not a destination, right? So to come on in and expect to build your entire financial plan just in a day or in a week is not really realistic. I was actually just meeting with somebody who came to one of my seminars, and we showed her, you know, they have about $1.8 million. Pretty much most of that is in their thrift savings plan with the federal government. And we showed them a plan that required them to move money from their thrift savings plan into a combination of different buckets. They had like a safe bucket of money. They had a risk bucket of money. And when we were talking them through each of the buckets, we recommended that they put about $800,000 in their safe bucket. And she looked at me and she said to me, I love this plan, but there's something about moving $800,000 that just doesn't feel 100% certain to me. I said, you know what? Why don't we just do 350? And so that's what we did. We started with 350, and our plan is, as she gets more comfortable, as life happens, we're going to be able to continue to improve and adapt and be flexible with your financial plan. I think one of the biggest red flags that people run into is they go to an advisor, and the advisor is one of these people that's like an all or nothing advisor. You have 1.8 million. If I can't manage 1.8 million, then we can't work together. I think that's such a silly way to think about planning because it's done in phases. Do not be afraid to build your financial plan in phases. The only thing I'd caution against is you don't want to wait so long to do it that at the very end, you're forced to do it all at once because you didn't do enough work early on in your lifetime. So patience, discipline, longevity, all that stuff matters. And more importantly, having a trustworthy partner in the process will give you far more comfort than any other one of those factors, I think.
Yeah, and having a plan, that confidence you talk about, Prashant, as you move to and through retirement, it relieves a lot of stress. Not 100% of the stress, because we're always going to stress about our money. But if you're working with someone that does this on a daily basis, that's a fiduciary, you can exhale a little bit. You can have some confidence as you move forward. And again, it's not like you're just setting it in stone. I mean, this is it doesn't happen in a vacuum. You are going to make changes to your plan. You're going to have these conversations frequently about, you know, possible change of direction when it comes to your retirement plan. So again, have that confidence. Having some fun, talking golf, and also parallels with retirement planning. So you're on the back nine now, Prashant. You're cruising down. You're 10, 11, you see 18, you got a pretty good score going, feeling good, right? Well, in retirement planning, this is the time when you kind of settle in. You have to avoid the hazards. Now, the hazards on a golf course, it can be water, it can be sand. You can have all kinds of issue, trees. You know, if you're playing in Pinehurst, it can be just stuff in the bunker. I mean, they've got all this natural stuff. So you have to really avoid those areas. Same thing goes for retirement planning. When you're on your back nine, stay away from the hazards.
Yeah, it's actually incredible how difficult it is to stay away from the hazards, especially when you're playing golf.
There's a magnet over there.
Absolutely. It certainly feels like it. But look, it just comes back to the ideology that you want to plan for what's ahead of you, right? Like, I actually watched an interesting thing on it might have been the Golf Channel or a magazine or something like that, where, you know, the 18th hole at TPC Sawgrass, how it's got the water on the left and that big fairway that, you know, curves to the left as well.
Yeah, it's almost like a crescent moon. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so what's really interesting about that is you stand on that tee. I've never played at that course, but you stand on that tee and you plan for what happens if you hit a perfect drive, right? And when you hit the perfect drive, it ends up in the middle of the fairway. But what most people should do is they should actually aim about 30 yards right of the middle of the fairway. And that's because even if you make a mistake, you're still going to be okay, right? And so avoiding hazards is a big, big deal when it comes to golf. It's a huge deal when it comes to retirement planning. So what if I miss out on a 30% return? If it allowed me to not lose 30 or 40 or 50% in the down market, would I be happier making, say, a 20% return if my worst case anticipated loss was maybe 10% or 15%? I would take that all day. That's why I say losses hurt more than gains help. You have to avoid hazards the closer you get to retirement. The more you lose money, the closer you are to retirement, the more that those losses are magnified and the bigger that impact will be on your ability to retire the way that you want to.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, powered by Elite Income Advisors. Our host, Prashant Sabapathy. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We're having some fun with the parallels between the great game of golf and, of course, what is the ultimate game for you, your retirement, and how the parallels will work. And we're talking about those today. I've got one more audio clip that we're going to play, and it has to do with our lesson number 8. See if you can identify this one, Prashant.
Where's the ball? Score!
Ball!
go back to the tee, hit another ball. It's up my ball. Hit the tee, hit another ball. To the stroke priority. You know, I'm going to stop it over here. That's all. I'll drop it where the battery was. Right here. That's in the rule. I'm not going to take a penalty. I'll tell you that. I'm not taking a penalty. I hit the ball over here. I had one of the great shots of my life. Playing from here. Oh. They threw my ball away. I gotta take a drop.
No dropping, man.
You can't take a drop.
What are you talking about? They threw my ball away.
You don't hit somebody.
That's right. He's fine. He's okay. Listen, I'm dropping a ball.
No, I'll watch you dropping a ball.
I'm not going back to the team.
Curb your enthusiasm. Larry David, a little bit hot under the collar. But lesson number 8, Prashant, learning from mistakes and what Larry didn't do, don't get emotional. I mean, you have to be as even keel as you can. It's hard to do. It's your money. I understand that. But try to keep it even keel.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, rest in peace to Richard Lewis there, right? So that's a big deal. Love that guy. Anyways, when it comes back to this, I think you hit the nail on the head, man. I think it's easy in the bad times to get really, really tied into the emotional side of investing. It's equally easy, by the way, to do that in the good times, right? When things are good, we never think that they're going to be bad again. And when they're bad, we never think they're going to be good again. I mean, just think about COVID, right? For that, and that was like a 45, 50-day span. That 50-day span felt like a year when the market was down 45%. But then one day, it kind of all just rebounded and it was up 100% after that, right? And so it's really important to not get too low on the lows. And it's also equally as important to not get too high on the highs. Hindsight's always going to be 20/20. You don't need to beat yourself up over the past. You just need to focus on what your financial plan will look like in different scenarios. And that's why when we try to build financial plans, we try to build them with balance in mind. Specifically, when markets go up, we want you to make money. When markets go down, we want you to be protected to some degree so that you have a sense of comfort in knowing exactly the anticipated outcome that you can expect. And that is what allows people to not have to worry about this stuff when they get to retirement. You don't want to be the guy that's in retirement watching the market every day wondering, can I do what I want to do this month? That's no way to live.
Last lesson, we'll let you hit it really quick. Just work with a professional. I mean, if you're not good at golf, you're going to go get a lesson, right? That's what you do. You work on your game. In retirement, if you don't know what you're doing when it comes to investing and planning this out, work with a pro.
Yep, you got to work with a pro. I call it your financial caddy. Work with your financial caddy. Put that plan together. When you have the plan in place, what we found with our clients, and we've helped a ton of people retire in the last, you know, just 6 or 7 years here from the Maryland, D.C. Area, just from our radio program and our TV show, it gives you comfort. It gives you peace of mind. At some point, you got to ask yourself, what is that peace of mind worth to you? Okay, we're committed to helping our community do the work. It's on you now to pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. We're here to be your partners and put that plan in front of you. It's your job to evaluate it and determine whether or not we're even the right people to help you through it. It's all free of cost when you come in for that visit. 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's time for retirement scenarios. I'll throw them at Prashant. We'll see what he comes up with. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him, the power behind this program. Offices located in Annapolis, also Rockville, but headquartered in Ellicott City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. And just a reminder, it's always about retirement planning. Make sure you have a plan to get you to and through retirement. A lot of you out there are sitting on portfolios. Folks, that is not a retirement plan. It's now time for retirement scenarios. Prashant, here is your first one. What can I do or what should I do with an old 401k retirement account of mine? My former employer stopped contributing to it when I got laid off after the pandemic in 2020. And as of today, my balance right about $16,000. Will this account continue to grow even if I don't contribute to it?
This is an awesome scenario. I love that this was the first one that we teed up, because I'll tell you what most advisors would tell you, okay? What most advisors would do is they'd say, no matter what, you should roll this money over from your 401k into an IRA. Why? You'll have better investment options. You'll have potentially different fee structures, etc. Here's what I will say. Anytime that you move money around, whether you are considering moving money from a 401k to an IRA, whether you're considering converting your IRA to a Roth, maybe the right answer is just leave the money in the 401k. I'm a big believer that every investment decision that you make should have a clear-cut purpose behind it. So don't ask, absolutely, what should I do? Ask, what do I want to accomplish? Once we can understand what you want to accomplish, then we can custom tailor the solution to fit the goal. I think advisors today do a really poor job in the industry, especially at the big box retailers of financial advisory firms. I think they do a really poor job because they put cookie cutter solutions together for every single client. And that's not the way that we operate. I prefer to evaluate somebody's goals and objectives and then reverse engineer the solution to fit the objective, as opposed to give you the solution, whether it fits you or not. Doesn't make any sense.
And Sean, I was just going to say, I mean, we've had this conversation before on the program. It's not like they're going to come in for these complimentary appointments and sit down with you and you are going to just shove product down their throat. That's not what you do. You listen and then you advise, because they end up being the final decider. It's not like, this is the way it's going to be, and this is what Prashant says. And that's not how it works. You work with them to come to that solution.
And one of the things that I always say, and if you meet with any of my team, because I vetted my team, I brought them, I coached them, I trained them, everyone in my office does things the exact same way that I do things. And I think that's really important, because one of the things that my advisors say to every person they meet with is, my job is to give you ideas, and that's it. And I'm going to give you as many good ideas as I can come up with, and then you're either going to tell me I think it's a good fit or I don't. And you know what? If you tell us that it's a good fit, then we'll move forward with it. But you're always welcome at any point in time to say, hey, I don't think XYZ solution is the best fit for me. Can we just disqualify that and move to something else? And the answer is usually, yes, we can. If we find enough common ground, I think we'll work together. But if we don't, we'll simply go our separate ways. Have purpose behind every financial decision you make, however big or small. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's your opportunity to kind of sit down and test drive Elite Income Advisors. All you've got to do is call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. If you haven't started planning, you're sitting on a portfolio, man, you got nothing to lose here. Give this number a call, 800-653-8404. Or if you're in the other situation where you're halfway down the path and you're not being communicated with, you're not having that tax conversation, there's not the back and forth, it's time for a second opinion. Get a number. Here it is, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. All right, here we go. Next scenario, another 401k question. I have a 401k from a previous employer that I'm considering rolling over into an IRA. So I don't have two different big name companies involved in my finances. The problem is I'm down around 12% on the 401k. Should I wait to recoup some of the losses or just roll it over right now?
Look, I hate to just keep beating on it on, you know, a dead horse or whatever, but it depends. There is no right or wrong answer to that question unless we know more. Now, fundamentally, am I a fan of buying high and selling low? Absolutely not. I don't know anyone that is a fan of doing that. So, of course, we want you to recoup before you do something. Timing is everything with this type of thing. And so what I would look for is, does the rollover process, is that going to impact your goals in the short, intermediate, or long term? What I mean by that is, if you roll this money over today at a low point in the market or in your balance, so to speak, are you going to be accessing that money a year from now or 3 years from now? Because if you are, the advice probably looks totally different than if you're going to access that money 10 or 15 or 20 years from now. Because to roll over the money, you might only be out of the market for a week or two, and over the course of 15 years, that 1 or 2 weeks maybe doesn't matter quite as much. But if you're going to access this money a year from now, and you roll over that money and you're out of the market, and the market spikes up by 10%, you miss all that growth, that could be real money that you're leaving on the table. And so you have to consider those types of things when you make this decision. So it goes back to, what do we want to accomplish? It goes back to, over what period of time do we want to accomplish our goals? And that should be the sole determining factor as to what you do with your money and when you do it.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. We are in the middle of scenarios. Here is your next one. I'm trying to decide between two different financial advisors. Are there things that I can ask beyond the obvious so I can pick the right one?
How much time do we have? So here's the way I look at it. I think there's two or three core things that come to mind. Number one, and we talk about this every single week, is are you a fiduciary? Okay, sometimes it just needs to be that straightforward and that blunt. Okay, so remember, folks, a fiduciary is somebody that is looking out for your best interest. And by the way, they're legally bound to look out for your best interest. Okay, so ask your advisor if they're a fiduciary, but more so than ask them about it, ask them to prove it to you. Okay, there's a great resource out there. It's called the FINRA Broker Check. Okay, FINRA. Broker Check, and that's the Financial Industries Regulatory Authority Broker Check, where you can go out and look up your advisor. You can look up and see if your advisor has any complaints. You can go out and look at your advisor's licenses to make sure that they are a fiduciary. I'm super proud of my firm. None of my advisors have complaints against them, and that's a prerequisite for working for our practice, is you can't have dissatisfied clients. We just won't tolerate it. And so with that being said, you got to ask if they're a fiduciary. You got to make sure that you're getting advice that's in your best interest. Number two, do not be afraid to ask your advisor, how are you compensated? I can't tell you how many times I sit down with people and they love the plans that we put together for them. And sometimes they forget to ask me what I get paid for it. And so make sure you're asking your advisor exactly how they're getting paid. Are they getting commissions or are they getting fees? Okay. Commissions create a conflict of interest because they get paid up front, right? Fees, I think, are much more aligned with your objectives. The more money you make, the more money your advisor should make. And then the last thing, I talk all the time, Morgan, you know this, I talk all the time about who is a good fit for us.
Yeah.
And you need to understand whether your advisor is a good fit for you. So let me tell you about our firm, for example. People always ask me, what constitutes a good fit? Here's what I look for. Number one, I look for people that are nice. I'm at the stage of my life now where I don't really need to work with people that are total pain. So I only try to work with nice people. Most of our radio audience, they're pretty nice people. Number two, I like working with open-minded people. Okay. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with every single one of my suggestions, but as long as we both have an open mind to hear each other's ideas, we're going to come to an outcome that is really good. Number three, you have to agree on certain things philosophically. So ask your advisor, what is your philosophy when it comes to investments, specifically for retirees, right? Because it's different for someone who's 30 years old versus someone who's 65 years old. I think those things are really important. And then lastly, what ancillary resources do you provide to clients to help round out not just your financial plan, but your estate plan and your tax plan? One of the cool things that we did for years and years, people asked me, how do I improve my tax situation? And you know what I got really sick of doing? Saying, hey, go talk to your CPA, right? And enough clients asked me about it that what we did is we brought in-house CPA into our practice. So Stephanie Marquard, corporate accounting, 15, 16 years. She's a CPA. She only works with our clients. And if you become a client and you're working with us in a capacity that allows us to support it,
You'll have access to our on-staff CPA who can help answer those tax questions so that you don't have to run around to four or five different professionals just to get a simple answer that you should be getting all in one place. So that's the way we look at it, Morgan.
I mean, it's a team approach, and it's about getting you prepared for your retirement. So front office, back office, it's a one-stop shop. It's Elite Income Advisors. Check them out online, eliteincomeadvisors.com. I'm looking at this. We have spots on your calendar. Walk us through what's going to happen for these appointments.
Yeah, headed to the finish line on today's show. Let's give the phone number out again. It's 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. When you dial that number, you'll be able to schedule that complimentary visit with my team of retirement specialists at Elite Income Advisors. Come on into the office, Ellicott City, Annapolis, Auxiliary Space in Rockville. We can also take a Zoom appointment for that initial consultation. We're going to help map out your income, and that involves optimizing your Social Security, running a tax analysis for you to show you the potential tax burden that is built in to your existing retirement plan. We'll also do a risk analysis. Before you take advice from me or from my team, you should know what happens with your portfolio if you just keep doing what you're doing. We're going to show you the before and after. We're going to show you the comparison. You determine whether it's a good fit for you. We're happy to do that work, but it starts with your phone call. You have to take the initiative. It's 800-653-8404.
Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio is in the books. For Prashant Sabapathy, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.